This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Yeah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
All right! We're off and running, everybody.
Oh.
You gotta spit at the mic.
No, I heard it.
Well, that sounds like a queef.
Well, nothing wrong with that. That's accurate. Lip spraying things.
I haven't heard a queef in a long time. What's your last queef?
Oh, listen to this. I got a queef story locked and loaded.
Oh, perfect. Most recent queef?
I'd say so, yeah.
All right.
Been a few satellite queefs here and there, but this is the main queef.
Satellite queef?
Yeah, it's a good band. Check them out.
So they weren't, what do you mean, satellite?
Well,
you heard about it, or you heard it was the next room over,
I guess,
or what?
Satellite's the wrong term. There were queefs that weren't as important as this main queef.
I see. So this is the major queef.
This is the governor queef. These were senates.
This is the death queef.
Uh-huh. So I was fucking the lady. This is months ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was, but I pulled out. It was like some rough, real pounding. And I pulled out, and it just went. And it was like four queefs in a row. We're dying laughing. She's embarrassed. She's turning red. Like, oh, my God. You know,
oh, wow.
She's like folding her legs in. Like, oh, Jesus. So, and it kept going. And I counted 11.
What?
11 queefs.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
They can feel the football team.
Ask her.
The New England queefs.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Ask her. What am I going to tweet her? Call her?
Yeah,
what
tweet
do I do?
Her. Queef her.
All right. I might shoot her a snap queef.
Queef for Sutherland.
He's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 11, but it sounds like they were pretty subtle. They were soft queefs.
They died out. The first one was like a real air horn, and then the last one was more like a...
It's almost like when you skip a rock, it kind of just...
Yes!
The next one become ripples.
Perfect analogy.
Ripple queef.
Yeah, ripple queef. Whew, sounds like a Russian Olympian. Ripple queef.
Ripple queef.
Quite a discus throw.
I was thinking diving.
Because
of the splash, I think.
That works.
My fiance, soon to be wife of Rooney.
Boy, we're down to the wire here.
Never, I know. It's under a few weeks here, but who knows when the date will be.
Might be a terrorist attack.
But she's not a queefer. I don't know what I'm doing wrong here, but I'm trying. I'm flipping her upside down. I got her doing handstands, and I'm, you know, really... trying to stick it in there, but
yeah.
No queef. I don't know. Is that bad? Do I have a small dick now?
No, I think it's something with air. It's all about getting air in there. How hard are you pounding?
It sounds like you're not filling up your girl's vagina then. That sounds bad.
Well, I mean, the queefing usually comes after a good orgasmo.
But if air's getting in there, maybe perhaps I'm sealing it up.
Uh-huh.
That big, thick piece.
I think I'm pulling out a lot more. You
know,
well, it's
like
a slide
whistle. We got an IUD situation.
No, so do I, but I'm saying I pull my shaft out more.
Completely out?
Sometimes, not completely, but I leave the head in. And I got a small head.
A tip. Yeah, that's to ensure prompt service.
Right.
Tips.
20%.
Is it, well, that's more than the tip on your piece.
I guess you're right. Well, how do you know how long my piece is?
I've seen it.
Oh, yeah?
I read the blogs. I read... Queef annual.
Uh-huh.
But,
boy, I made the yearly one, huh?
My previous girlfriend, who was named Breastless,
yeah.
She, early
cancer.
On, I think I talked about it. What's that you said?
Cancer.
Jason?
I was saying, what took the tits away? Was it cancer?
Oh, I think that's bad genes.
What are those, Jabos?
Great tits, by the way. I feel like either way is offensive. If you say bad tits or no tits, I mean great tits or no tits.
I think great tits is 100% better.
All right. Well, they're mediocre, beautiful, right in the middle tits. Queef tits.
Yes.
This is two girlfriends ago. You don't know her.
Oh, okay.
Three.
Okay. Now, what about her tits?
But no, nothing about her tits or queefs.
Oh, right.
Early on in our first role in the hay, one of our first times, she had like a wicked queef that sent me running. It was like, remember that Johnny Carson with the... The tiger reaches at him, and he runs and jumps in Ed's
yes,
hands.
Yes,
I did that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she went... It was like a wild thing, and I had not really, I wasn't that familiar with the situation. Because not everyone queefs, you know.
Not everyone.
It's like making an all-star team. Not all of them have what it takes.
Yeah, it's like a good queef is like a big, like when you hold a balloon by the end, you go, wah! Sometimes you get some noises.
With the balloon?
With a queef.
Oh, I see. I'm getting very confused.
Yeah, well, we need a diorama here or a makeshift vag.
Yeah. Well, Shelby, can you take your pants off? Woo, we're getting queefy and silly today.
Sorry,
speaking of ex-girlfriends, I hung out with an ex-girlfriend last week.
That's right, the big B.
Delightful. Well, they're A's, but
boy.
I'm joking.
I was
again.
Being generous.
Yeah, we hung out. It was a fun day, I have to say.
Yeah. What'd you guys do?
Well, don't say ha-ha. That sounds like now we fucked or something.
Sorry, I'm still laughing at the A joke.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So what'd you guys do?
Well, we hung out. She went to a gay wedding.
Oh, wow.
We're very progressive people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went. She went to a gay wedding, and she was around Saturday. I was at the stand, but she didn't come out. So I was like, I'll never see her again. Fuck it.
She didn't come out, but the wedding did.
Sunday, I get the call. She's at the wedding. She's like, I'm going to leave this wedding. It was in, what do you call it? Red Fox.
Hook.
Red Hook.
Red Fox is a comedian.
It wasn't that one. It was the other one. Not Red. Green.
Green Forest.
Point.
Green Point.
Yep.
Got it.
It was in Greenpoint, so I went over there and met her, took an Uber over there. She leaves the wedding, and we have some fun. We got some bikes. She fell off the bike immediately. That was hilarious. Had a good laugh. Hope she doesn't mind me telling the story.
Was she okay?
Oh, yeah. She was fine. We really had a good chuckle about it. Mm-hmm. And then rode over the old Pulaski Bridge, went down to LIC, Long Island City, on the water there.
Nice.
And all these weird street performances bursted up out of nowhere.
Uh-huh, they was queefed like up.
Yes, lots of queefs, performance queefs.
Yeah, best kind.
So we're sitting there hanging out, just kind of bullshitting, talking about whatever, you know, the birds and the bees and the thing between your knees.
And the A's.
And all of a sudden, all the people start dancing. Some guy goes, there's going to be loud music. And he has like a boombox. He plays it, and all these twerps start dancing around.
Wow, twerps.
And one of these girls, no bra, and then had like a muscle-cut shirt.
Oh, I love the muscle-cut.
These women, they're just getting very liberal with their bosoms.
I couldn't
be happier.
No complaints here.
I kept going, I can see her tits.
Side boob is the second best thing to under boob.
Yes, well, this was so crazy, though. It was so cut, and they were doing these bend-over-y dances, pieces.
Yeah.
That you could see nipple. I saw nipple.
Oh, my God.
Right on the dock. Dock nipple.
Wow. That's a good doctor.
Yeah. Planned Parenthood. Dock
wow.
Nipple.
Dock nipple. Oh, that's amazing. I got to tell you, ladies, with the boobs out, I think you're very strong. I think you're very powerful, empowering feminist. Keep doing it. Because I feel like if they know we like it, they'll stop doing it.
But why are you telling them then?
I'm saying they're empowering. I'm saying they're doing it for you.
Oh, they'll keep doing
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
I got you.
But if they know we're like too into it, they think it's like, oh, we're not doing it for them. So I want them to think they're doing it for them.
Well, to me, it's not even like, it's not like I'm getting like a boner. I'm just going, this is crazy.
Oh.
There's tits over there.
I'm getting both.
Well, me too, but I'm trying to be, you know,
got it.
PC.
Yes, yes.
AB.
Yeah, you're very empowering.
But and then women, I think, don't get it because Becca's like, yeah, but they're not even great tits. But I'm like, but they are tits.
It's still a private part.
I'm walking around the pier having a nice Sunday, drinking an ice cream and looking at a pair of tits.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
It's wild. So that was fun. And we shot some video, made fun of them all and stuff.
You're peering on the pier.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, peer pressure.
Well done.
Yeah, love a side boob, love an undercut, love the muscle shirt.
Pierce Bronson.
I even like when they have the sleeve cut off and you can see bra in there.
Bra is nice.
Love bra. Bra's hot.
But now you go to the Sheep Meadow and women are just walking around topless.
Oh, baby doll.
It's quite a sight. I like a bra. Occasionally, I've been with my girlfriend quite a while now. I'll have sex with the bra on just to mix it up.
I'm not opposed to the bra on, as
black,
you would say.
Black bra with a strap all tight.
It's oh, fun. Yeah. Bring it on.
Kind of nice. Like a bra sex.
Yeah, I'm into bra.
Sometimes I'll have sex with jeans on.
That's tougher.
Yep.
Now, do you still have trouble getting the brassiere off?
Oh, I'm unbelievable. I can do a one hand, no problem.
Whoa.
Like this. Come over here. I'll do it.
All right. I'm on my way. Wait a minute. Because I think I know how to do it pretty well. I've been taking bras off since the 80s, but I get in my head about it, and then I can't.
Well, you're with a girl, and I've been with the same girl, so I don't have to be in my head anymore. If it was a first date, I'd probably be shaking like Jay Fox and not be able to get it undone and then have to kill myself. But but nowadays, there's no... I'm married, so I can just go like a little Coke bottle, which are tougher, actually.
Yeah, all right. I get in my head. I still want to look like a cool guy in front of the dame, so I struggle every now and then.
Well, you got to work on it, but it's all thumb and finger. You just...
Well, you bring it in and then out. It's like a Chinese finger torture.
Yeah, it's like a pimple. You just squeeze it together. When the pus comes, you let go, and it pops right off and squirts in the mirror.
Speaking of that, I feel like that's when you're really close, is the zit. You ever pop a zit off, Sarah?
On her back, almost every night. I'm searching, but she doesn't have enough. But like once we get like a good black eye, you really get in there and dig it. We make a thing out of it. I put the little hat with the light on.
Yeah, it's so bonding, you know, because you're doing something gross, but you want to do it. You want that pop, and she's allowing it. Plus, there's a little pain involved. It's got everything.
Oh, yeah. I want more. I'm rubbing French fries on her and trying to really get some grease spots to
oil it up.
You got to try. Oil of Olay.
Me and the lady were at a barbecue yesterday, and it was broad daylight, and I was trying to pop a zit on her upper chest area.
Oh, that's a nipple.
It was upper.
Oh, okay.
But I hear you.
I thought it was the doctor.
And I was trying to pop. I was Doc Nip. I was trying to pop it, and it wouldn't go. It was one of those stubborn fuckers. It just wouldn't go. It was, like, hard.
Not ready yet.
Not ready. Big hymen. So now she's got a big red jizz on the zit, so she put her hair over it, which I thought was pretty clever.
Oh, that's nice. That's the problem with those frontal ones, and even the back ones, because it's summertime, you're wearing a dress, and all of a sudden there's, like, two thumbprint bruises.
Yeah.
Like my dick.
You got to do it at night.
What?
That's a good move. You guys do it in bed at night.
But even 12 hours, I mean, I really get in there. I beat fuck out of her.
Well, take it easy there, Ike.
Well, you got to get into it. What's love got to do with it?
You got that right.
Who needs a heart when the heart can be broken? Hey, we got to talk about this real quick. If you're not a Patreon member, become a Patreon member. There's bonus shit up there.
Oh, Big Daddy, a lot of bonus.
We're doing a new thing, which I've been calling satellite interviews, which I'm pretty sure is where this satellite queef came from. It doesn't quite, I feel like you're trying to work it in.
Why don't we call them satellite queefs?
There you go.
All right.
We got some satellite queefs up there. Two of them.
Write it down.
We got some new satellite queefs. I was out in Nantucket. We'll get into that. I interviewed a few guys. You interviewed a Doug Key situation.
My opener. We got drunk and went to the hotel and talked.
Doug Queef.
It gets a little cheesy, so buckle up.
Cheesy?
Yeah, we're just getting in there. You know, we're in a hotel room. We're liquored up, and it's just a lot of, like, comedy, man. Don't you love it? Ah, I'm gay. A lot of that, you know.
Oh, gee. I got to listen. I haven't listened.
I haven't listened to anything. I'm too scared to listen.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, I want to hear Nantucket's.
Nantucket was pretty fun. I had my pal Jim Collin. He told an old story, and we had Jared Freed. He was being Freedy, and then Pete Lee came over, then Ross Bennett came over. It was nice because we were outside, so people kept coming over.
Wow, how many minutes is this?
Not long. My friend Jim Collin told the one Joe List story he had. That was about 5 minutes, and then it's probably 20 minutes total, maybe 16. I don't know.
All right.
But go over and get on. We're going to be doing these pretty periodically. Not all periodically, right. Pretty frequently, right?
Great.
On the road, we do some check-ins, we're doing live episodes, we're putting some good stuff up over there.
Yes.
And we also got t-shirts.
Boy, those t-shirts are cooking. I was out in Oklahoma, couple guys with the new shirts on, so they're hot-caking.
All right, merchpump.com/Tuesdays, and then go to the Patreon and throw it. It's $3 a month. A
lot of content, folks.
$3!
Can't beat it.
And 78 cents of that goes directly to us, so
yeah,
really be helping out.
We see a little bit, so yeah, throw us a bone, will you?
I got to get into some stuff here. I mean, I don't know where to start. Should I talk about Nantucket? Should I talk about my mother's ass, or what
do I do?
Well,
let's go chronolana.
Well, we never talked about the Paley Center. Can we talk about that? That was fun. We had a nice field trip.
Let's knock out the Paley.
Never got talked about, because it wasn't that eventful, I guess.
Beyond the Paley. No, it was not. It was...
People hated it.
A little lackluster, if I might say, but we had a good day. The lunch was great.
I did a lot of work, folks. I want to get everyone together. That's how you live a long time. You get together with the friends. Have you watched the thing on HBO with the guy?
Arliss?
No.
What's that now?
Carl Reiner and George Shapiro and Mel Brooks, they made a whole thing about being in your 90s. It's delightful. Jerry Seinfeld's in it. His mother's in it.
Ah, I'll watch it tonight.
It's pretty fun.
All right. My HBO Go is on the fritz.
Ah.
So I got to figure that out. I want to watch this. What's that one? The Entitled? No, what's that? oh, what's it called? About like Snoop Dogg.
Oh, the fucks, the outsiders.
Outside, the assholes, what is it? The dicks?
The defiant ones!
The defiant ones!
That's it. I haven't watched that yet either. It's on my list, but I was up in Nantucket with nothing to do.
People are raving about that, so I would like to check that out.
Now, is it a series or is it just about Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre?
It's a docu-seer. Okay. So we start with those two, then we go to Eminem, then we go to Snoop, or whatever the hell it is. But it takes you through the whole thing.
But it's not just hip hop artists.
No, I think they're doing Springsteen at one point, and then they're going to do Dylan, I think, and so on.
Finally, someone talks about Dylan.
It'd be a first.
It's enough already with I love Dylan.
Well, you wouldn't have a spring without a Dill.
Shaped my life. Well, I mean, the guy shaped my life. I love him, but after a while, you're like, yeah, we get it. We've seen it.
Yeah, we got it. He's a Jew from what? Minnesota?
Hibbing.
Hibbing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So
Zimmerman.
We got all the jizz, and he did the Greenwich Village and the folk scene.
The whole thing. I mean, I know everything about the guy.
He went acoustic or electrical or whatever.
There's nothing new for me.
No.
They go, hey, so they, like Jimmy Iovine, there you go. Now we got something we're talking
about. I'm fascinated with that Suge Knight.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to get one.
I hope not, but he is defiant.
Yeah, he's he's in jail now. So
is he?
What are you kidding?
Oh, it's about time. Kill that guy. Get him off the planet.
Drove over a guy with a truck.
I know. The dangling off the balcony, all that shit, the pistol whipping.
Bad seed.
Didn't he kill Tupac?
No, he was with Tupac.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's Tupac.
Ooh.
Anyway, so I set together a field trip, a comedian field trip that I thought would be fun. Big group.
Good hang.
Ari Shaffir and Sean Donnelly and yourself and
Stavros
and a bunch of people.
Peter.
And then we went to the Paley Center. They call it the Museum of Television and Radio. I thought, how fun for a bunch of comedians in the television business to some degree.
Great
and radio,
theory.
Sort of.
Yes.
This is radio-ish. I said, we'll all go to the museum. And then we get there and come to find out, not actually a museum.
No.
It's basically an internet cafe. It's
pretty
just,
much, yeah. But
it's just
free.
A thing. You go up there, and then you have all of it's pretty neat. Let's be honest. It's neat.
Well, it's YouTube.
Right, but a lot of it's not on YouTube, though.
You think?
Like, you could want, like, for instance, they had a 9/11 thing. I just watched a two-hour ABC broadcast of Peter Jennings during 9/11 as it happened. I don't think that's on YouTube.
I see.
And then you get the commercials and everything. And like I found some crazy Woody Allen stuff that had never aired. It was actually, I think I enjoyed it more than everyone else was kind of shitting on it. But what was interesting is it wasn't you couldn't talk.
You couldn't talk.
You had
that
headphones
was the hard part.
On and a computer.
It was basically a library, hanging out at a library. And I hadn't had that feeling, because we were there, what, 2 hours?
I think an hour and a half.
I had that feeling I haven't had since school where you're like, all right, I'm a little bored, but hey, push through.
Yep.
Come on, we got this. Find something. Keep searching. You know, that was the hard part. And I look over at R, and he's kind of like looking at me like, are we done here yet, you know?
Yeah, it gets overwhelming because it's like, you can watch all of TV ever.
Right.
And so you're like, well, what the fuck do I put on?
I know, it's too many options that I'm putting in shit that I'm like, I've seen. I'm just putting in stuff I've seen.
But we did find, Gary Veeder found that Seinfeld Hell gig, which
that
is
was
insane.
Fun. That was a good one.
It was a college graduation, spring break.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a college spring break thing / graduation. No, it was after graduation, I guess. So it was like a summer jam party.
Uh-huh.
And like all these bands were on there. And then Seinfeld, who's surrounded by people.
Right.
And he's eating it. It's like a crazy frat party.
Why was that even televised?
I don't know, because it was a cool thing. Like Sha-na-na was on there and Tina Turner and
fun.
Whatever the hell.
It's a big gig.
Big gig. Fun gig.
Nice to watch Seinfeld bomb. Isn't that fun?
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
He was doing a hell gig. You'd see he was pissed and everything.
Right.
Pretty fun.
That is fun. That's the thing. You just got to go in there and find the shit.
Yeah.
That's half the battle, because you're sitting at that search bar like, what? It's just a blank space. You don't know what to put in.
Well, I have a similar thing with Apple Music. I got Apple Music, so you have access to all the music.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just sit there and I cramp up. I'm like, what do I want to listen to?
I know.
Fuck. You're and like, I'm like, Pearl Jam again.
Pearl Jam again. That's I was thinking about that. That's got to be OCD kicking in, right?
What are you talking about?
You know, the 28 times seeing Pearl Jam?
Well, maybe. I mean, it's obsessive, I guess, but they do play. If I saw fucking, Engelbert Humperdinck 50 times.
Yeah.
But Pearl Jam, they make their set list 20 minutes before the show. They change it up. They play rare runs. They play B-side. Like, there's a lot of people going to a lot of Pearl Jam shows. And it's quite an event.
Yeah, I guess I'm just jealous because I don't know if I've ever liked anything that much.
Well, like, I like you.
I know, but you wouldn't go see me 28 times.
I see you almost every day. And in the morning, I'm free again. I love you.
That's true, but we can interact with Pearl Jam. You're just watching them.
But I am interacting.
How?
They're singing, and I'm taking it in, going, suck my dick, Eddie! You know? I yell stuff.
Yeah.
I feel it.
All right, I'm jealous.
Well, go see somebody.
I got nothing.
Go see The Head and the Heart. They're very good.
I like them.
Brandi Carlile. You ever listen to her?
I don't let them believe.
Spectacular. You know Brandi Carlile? Brandi Carlile, anybody?
Shelby's got her tattoo above his ass.
My friend Chris Walsh, oft mentioned Chris Walsh, he introduced me, and this woman is spectacular.
Like a Regina Speck?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's good. You know her? Wow, you know her. Yeah, she does the theme song for Orange is the New Anal.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
shot
that's
in my
one
neighborhood.
Of her claims to jizz, but she's good. Very moving.
Oh,
great
wow.
voice. Great pipes.
Where's she moving to?
My heart.
Ooh. Well, this Brandi Carlile, she's really something else. She's very popular amongst the songwriters. They all love her, but she's got like a she's like a Brian Regan of songwriting, I think. Like the songwriters know, and she's got a following, but not she can walk down the street, I think.
Got it. I like that.
Pretty incredible writer. There's a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll. It's really
all right.
Amazing. I mean, she's blowing my mind. I haven't liked an artist this much in a long time.
Wow.
So,
I just it's a weird thing about me, and I tell people, and they kick me in the nuts, but I'm not into live music that much. I can't get behind it or in front of it.
Well, it's a lot, I guess. It's a lot to deal with. There's a lot of people, and
yes.
it's annoying, but it's fun. When you can get into that zone, it can be quite spiritual, I might say.
I believe. I think maybe I got walls up, or I won't let someone in, or whatever the hell that is. I don't know. I just I hear it in my room, and I go, what more do I need than this? Why do I need to go see it visually?
Well, what if people said that about stand-up?
But
they watch TV and go, ugh.
Stand-up's better live, I think. Stand-up, you watch it on TV, you go, ugh. But you see it in the room, and you're like, this is fucking awesome.
That's what people feel about music. Same thing. I mean, you watch a Stones concert on TV, you're like, oh, this is neat. But you're there, you're at the vibe, and there's an energy involved. Everyone's together. Everyone's
yeah.
together. Go to a, like... You go to a Pearl Jam show, you got 17,000 people screaming, I'm still alive! And it's crazy. It's amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, we're lifting the roof, the celebration of life together with all these strangers. You look over there, there's a guy dancing 300 feet away, and over there, there's a woman taking her tits out, and everybody's singing along. It's a magical feeling.
I guess so.
To just dismiss 15,000 people singing together in harmony it's a magical thing that you don't get to experience. And it's as old as time. It's tribal.
Sure. Oh, I get it. That's why I say I'm a weirdo. But when I got a Pearl Jam in the buds in my ear and I'm walking down the street, that moves me. That, I feel it. I'm flowing. It's flowing through me. I'm spiritual. I'm gay. But with the other people there, I can't get there.
Ah, well, you got to work on that because it
I
is
guess
tough.
So.
Sometimes they're annoying people, but
yes,
that moves me as well. But now it's moving. We're all having the same feeling.
We've uh-huh.
got 10,000 people sharing a feeling,
right.
and a celebration. And like I said, it's very tribal. It's very it's an ancient situation. Comedy, people would just go, yeah, I don't get it. I can sit in my bed and listen to the same jokes. What difference does it make if I'm there? $9 a drink.
Well, I feel like if you tell me a joke right across the table, I go, ha-ha, that's funny. But if I heard you tell the joke, it wouldn't be as... It's still great, but it wouldn't be as magical.
Well, don't tell these people that. We don't do live. Occasionally we do live.
Occasionally. That's why you got to come see us.
Patreon.
And that was magical, but maybe I'm just saying that because that Philly show was magic. That was a hot show.
That was something.
But maybe I'm just saying that because I was on stage.
And you can hear it live.
On the Patreon.
Patreon page. But yeah, there's definitely experiences where I go and there's people stepping on your feet and it's fucking $20 for a beer and it's packed and someone throws up on your tits or whatever.
Right.
So, but it goes both ways.
Maybe.
I got all over the place here. I was talking about back in day. I don't know where I'm at anymore.
We got two eps here.
Oh yeah. Don't tell them that.
Oh yeah. Sorry, folks. We love you.
Boy, sometimes the podcast, it can be, what do you call it?
Spiritual?
Overwhelming. I mean, I'm looking at the clock here. We're doing two episodes because we got to go across the country.
Oh.
We have 90 more minutes to talk.
Don't even think about it. You can't look at it like that.
But I haven't gotten into a story yet. I got a lot
That's
of
even,
stories.
Even
we're just,
better.
We're fucking each other in the ass over here.
Please don't stop.
I'm going to Tom Petty this week.
Whoa! Another big influence by Dylan.
Next week, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the final full tour, courtesy of Ari Shaffir. Hell of a wedding gift.
This
Good
is
man.
It, huh?
That's what they claim. But then it's the final full tour, which means they'll probably do We're Doing the South. And then sure. they'll be like, We're Doing the Northeast. We're yep. Doing the Sex. Let's talk about the dentist. Can I get into the dentist?
All right. What about we're glossing?
I'm all over. I got Nantucket. I got Becca. I got dentist. I got queefs.
We got Becca out. We got the queef out.
Well, there was a lot more, but
tell.
Well, we just rode bikes.
All right. I made it sound like there was a connection.
Well, there's a connection. I mean, we've known it for 25 years over here.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you do? Went to Big Nick's, got ourselves a burger. But the Upper West Side is really something.
Did she ever queef on you?
I believe we touched on this earlier.
Oh, that was her.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Oh,
Jesus. Cut.
There's a lot of ladies to keep up with here. I'm losing track of queefs and labias.
I've only dated three girls in my life. One was when I was 11.
Now, that was a queef.
I was watching CNN the 80s that you're doing over the Wonder Years.
I don't get that show.
The Wonder Years?
That I like. I'm talking about the CNN 80s, 60s, and 70s.
Well, here they're doing 90s now.
Yeah.
But here's what they do. It sounds great, and some of it's good, but they just go through clips of every show, and someone just explains the show.
Right.
Like, I watched the 90s. The first one they did was TV. They go, Seinfeld. Boop, 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 Jerry, it's crazy. And they go, Seinfeld was so innovative. They did a whole episode waiting for a table.
Right.
And then it goes, making your way in the world today takes everything. Cheers ended in 1992. Cheers yeah. was a bar, and then they left.
Right.
And that's the end. The Simpsons. The Simpsons. What they did, it's just one quote.
That's it.
And it's all shit we've heard a million
yes.
zillion times. Same thing with the history of comedy on CNN. It's just the same fucking story. George Carlin was gay and his dick and coke
yeah.
and heart attack and Pryor caught on fire.
Right. He was a big voice for the black audience. And Bill Cosby was clean. Now he's a rapist. We got it.
It's all the same crap.
Yeah.
And I get so excited because I'm like, the 90s. I'm like, everything about me is the 90s.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Jordan and Seinfeld and Forrest Gump and Pearl Jam. But then you watch it and you go, this is just nonsense.
Yeah, who gives a shit? That does just suck. It's all nostalgia. You get nothing out of it. It's just like, oh, I remember The Simpsons. How about that?
That's literally what it is. They just show some clips.
Even I Love the 90s on VH1. That was a dumb show too, but at least they delved in
a little delving bit.
There's a little delving.
Some of the political, like there was the terrorism episode about the 80s was kind of fun. That's the 70s. Some of the 60s and 70s are good because more time is passed. Or maybe they're just smarter then or something. I don't know what's going on. But
Yeah. Well, it's also because we weren't alive back then. So we're like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Now you when you're in the 90s, you're like, I already know this shit. Who cares?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so.
I don't know
baby.
Where I'm at over
well,
here.
Well, Becca's dead. 90s suck. And you're in Nantucket.
No, the 90s are the best.
I like the night. I'm saying the show.
Best decade of my whole life. Actually, this decade's pretty good. I talked to Louis yesterday. He called me on the phone.
Whoa!
It was quite a thrill. We chatted.
I texted him, too, but I want to hear what he said to you.
He mentioned that.
He did?
Yep.
Bad?
Wasn't good.
Ah!
Oh, here's a story. Here's
Wait,
a story.
Wait, you can't leave me with the bad Louis.
What do you mean?
We'll what do you mean?
Talk off air.
Oh,
it's very
my
private.
God. Was it that bad?
Oh, he thinks you're gay and dumb.
Ah, that I'm okay with.
That's not so bad.
That's not bad.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
He made a pass at me once.
Oh, it was very pleasant. I think he listens to the show.
Big fan.
A terrifying endeavor.
Yeah, well, let's keep it moving then.
All right. Well, anyways, here's a story about a lovely lady.
And a boy named Greg.
Was Sue. That? A boy named Sue.
Ah, good song.
The youngest one in curls. I still love pubes, speaking of curls.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how about this? I'm at the stand the other night, and this involves a little bit of race, so everyone
Please.
Buckle up or change that dial.
I'm ready to race.
So we're hanging out. It's me and Tim Dillon and Justin Silver, and then Derek Gaines is around.
Wow,
and
quit bragging.
These two young teenagers, probably 13, 14, and, you know, painting a photo here. They're of the African-American persuasion.
You paint a photo now.
And they come over, and they're wearing basketball shorts and T-shirts, and they look about 11 years old. I'm going to say maybe they're 14.
Okay.
So they kind of walk up very slowly, and then one of them starts to walk in. We're sitting outside. It's a beautiful night.
Mm-hmm.
One starts to walk in the club. The other one breaks off and walks past the club, oddly. And the guy who started to walk in the club, now he walks out and leaves. And the two of them kind of stop and chat in front of Patty's, the bar next door.
Yes.
So it's very odd. that two teenagers start to walk into a nightclub and then come out of it, and then they stop at this bar. And then they kind of mosey back over, and they go, hey, what are you talking about? And they go, football or basketball? That's what the kid said.
Ugh, I hate, what a horrible opener.
And then we go, football. Tim goes, football. He goes, who's your team? And then Tim just goes, the Giants. And he's like, huh. Then it's awkward and weird and silent. And we're all just kind of like sitting here. And then they kind of stroll into the stand.
Mm-hmm.
And then the door girl, the hostess, says, hi, you here for the 10 p.m. show? Which I thought was a little interesting because clearly they're not old enough to be at a bar.
Right.
And they're wearing, you know,
shorts.
No pockets. So they don't have wallet or cash or anything.
Yeah.
And they're like teenagers.
Right.
Young teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, yep. And she's like, all right, well, it's a two-drink minimum. And they're like, do you pay at the thing? And she's like, well, you can pay at the end, which I was like,
oh,
all right, here
mistake.
We go. So I'm like, the whole thing is just like this.
Wait, you can't profile. You can't judge. You can't make any assumptions now or else you're a piece of shit. So she's just doing her job and trying to be a good citizen.
Yes, she's trying to be, she's doing her job. And exactly, doesn't want to go, what the fuck are you guys doing
exactly
here?
Exactly. Which if they were white, she might have, mind you.
Well, I think, you know, she's doing her job and it's not her responsibility, I guess. But if I was there, I'd go, yeah, you have to be 18. I guess you have to be 16. But even still, you're like, all right, do you have ID? I got an ID because you have to be a certain age to get in. And then they'd be like, oh, we don't have wallets.
Then you got to go.
Right. So, but that doesn't happen. So they go in there and they sit down.
Wow.
At the, like, the, at the top of the stairs is, like, that little bar
thing. Oh, okay, okay.
So they're kind of sitting there, like, waiting. They look nervous. They're looking around. It's very suspicious.
And you're just watching them do this shit.
And this is the late show. So it's like 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And so we're all just kind of like, well, this is strange. Obviously, people just, if they're going to a club, you just walk into the club. You don't kind of walk in and kind of walk out and then kind of linger and then like slowly walk in. So they're sitting there. We're all like, all right, this is weird, but whatever. And then the manager comes out and he's like, those are the guys. They were just here last week. They stole such and such's purse. They're back.
Uh-huh.
And so we're like, oh, here we go. Now this is spicy and
all
fun.
Right.
So they're in there.
Where's Gomez when you need him?
He's there.
Oh!
He's hosting. Don't
sit
ahead of me here.
I didn't know.
Don't get queefy. Gomez is there. He's hosting the show. So he comes up. And then, so the manager, he calls the owner and goes, hey, the girl's here, because they have video. This girl's purse got stolen. These guys were there, and they were fidgeting with the equipment, like two nights earlier.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, hey, get out of here. Get away from the equipment. And they stole the purse. And so they're like, all right, these are the guys. What do we do? So he calls the owner, and he's like, what do I do? They're here.
These kids are idiots. They're just coming back to the scene of the crime?
They're not idiots. They walked right into a club, stole a purse. Why not go back for another score?
I don't know. They could be on tape. I'm just saying. If I got away with something, I wouldn't go back.
Well, you go and try to do it again. You do it until they stop you,
All right.
So then, like, they start to get weird, I think, because it's time is passing. They must be uncomfortable. They're in a nightclub. They must be like, and they've recently stolen from them.
Yes.
So then they come outside. As they step outside, the manager's on the phone with the owner, and he goes, hey, I need you guys to wait right here.
Ooh, big mistake.
And so they just go, ah! And they both just take off running.
Yeah.
They run, they scurry, they split up. One goes through the street, the other goes the other way.
Oh, wow.
One goes east, the other goes west. So what? So they just take off, and then the manager starts chasing after one of them. And we're going, what are you doing?
Joe? Well, he knows. I mean, come on. He knows who he is.
So, well, I mean, I don't know, but we don't want to. What if they fucking NAACP calls us or whatever? Well,
there's
or the
a lot
NCAA.
Of Joes. A lot of Joes out there. I could have been talking to you.
A lot of Joes that are managing a comedy club, but I already said the name of the club.
All right.
Well, Shelby's shaking his head no.
I'll take the hit on that one. I'm fine with.
Well, so he starts chasing. We're like, what are you doing? Why are you chasing him? So he comes back. He doesn't, to no prevail. I mean, they're teenagers.
Yeah.
Very athletic.
Sure.
So they take off. And he comes back. We're like, what are you? This is the end of it.
Yeah.
They left.
Right.
Like, they're not going to come back here.
No.
Now. But then someone's like, well, you can get the purse back. But I'm like, what are you going to, like, you don't, there's no need to chase them or call the cops. Should we call the cops? What do we do? Yada, yada. Then Lewis comes up and we tell him the situation. He's like, what? Lewis is hosting the show. He takes off. He just runs.
What's he going to do? Just tackle every tiny black kid on the street?
He comes back 18 minutes later.
What?
Derek Gaines has been on stage this whole time.
Oh,
the show's
audience.
Going on. Lewis comes back dripping sweat. He's dripping.
Soaked. Oh my God. He went to the bathhouse.
Soaked with sweat. He just ran all over. He got like an eye on one of them and chased him around.
Oh, wow.
But he couldn't. The kid outran him, of course.
Yeah, well, Lewis is meaty.
Yes, he is. And
I'm sure he was wearing a similar outfit as the kids, though.
Yeah, he had shorts and a muscle shirt, you
there
know.
There we go.
He had the shirt the dancing girl on the wharf was wearing.
Ah, so the dark nipple.
He's dripping sweat. He's got to go back up. Like, you got to go on. The guy got lit 9 minutes ago. What are you doing? So he goes on stage and is hosting the show, dripping wet, the whole thing.
Oh, and, boy, very professional.
Like, cops never got called or anything, and, you know, those kids are off, whatever. Oh, and then while he was running, the police station is right there, the fucking barracks.
I was going to say that.
So I guess the police came out. And they see Lewis chasing him like Benny Hill, and they walk out with the family, and they're like, "That goes the guy!"
Yeah.
Pointing at the kid, not Lewis, I assume. Uh-huh. And like, "That's who robbed us!" They must have been going out snatching purses all night. So I don't know where they... Hopefully they straighten up and fly right and get some counseling or something.
Hopefully they get caught. That's what I say.
Yeah, same thing.
There you go.
Hey, folks, this episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Go there, check it out. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Their powerful technology efficiency matches the right people to your job better than anyone else can. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Tell them how, Mark.
Well, find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, the listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, folks. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Tuesday. ZipRecruiter.com/Tuesday. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/Tuesday. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, now you do. ZipRecruiter.com/Tuesday.
How about this? Comedy Artwork just tweeted, both bonus eps were a nice surprise. Bath mat, Joe List.
All right.
I used a bath mat as a towel. I shouldn't give it away, I guess. Go check it out. But people are talking about it right now. Comedy Artwork. Thank you, Brian.
Yes.
And so go check it out. Hit that Patreon and dig it. Get some bonus shit. We're going to be putting enough stuff a lot now.
Yeah, and it's out there on the road. So you're with us in Oklahoma. You're with us in Nantucket. You're out there.
And it's coming on right after. Like these, we recorded these in December of 2009.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're going to want to get in there.
Real dirt.
Why don't you take a spin over there? I feel like I'm doing all the things. Well, I'm saying all this shit.
All right, I'll give it a go. I got nothing. You got all the juice.
I got lots of juice, but we got seven more episodes.
All right, I'm jumping in here.
I'm going to Africa for a month.
What? What happened? What are you pulling a Chappelle?
I'm joking. We might have to edit half this out.
No,
I'm joking, but I'm on the road a bunch. And
wait a minute.
Are you sitting on your keys?
Look at that!
Hey!
That's $40 worth of Chipotle card I just handed the Listmeister.
Wow, thank you, fans.
Oh, yeah.
I might have to switch to, like, movie theater or Starbucks gift cards, because we're getting so many gifts.
No, but they're gonna run out eventually.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I got about $10,000 worth of Chipotle gift cards. Couldn't be more grateful. Thank you very much.
Maybe we say this. Maybe from now on, you want to help us out, buy a shirt. Or do both.
Well, the Chipotle is worth a lot more than a shirt.
Well, that's
true. The shirt,
true.
We get like $1.60.
You think?
It's $3.80. It's not good.
Split
we're not
half.
Doing. We're not good businessmen.
No, we're not men.
We're bad with the Patreon, the ads, the shirts. We don't know what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got those beauties in Oklahoma.
Okay.
I was just out in Okie Dokie, which you land in North Arkansas.
Northwest Arkansas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Which is a wacky thing because you go up to the thing at LaGuardia. You go up to the sign and it just says, flight to North Arkansas or Northwest, and you're like, well, that's not a city.
All
right, fuck it. We'll just land somewhere in the vague vicinity of a Northwest Arkansas. And, 4-hour flight, popped down, got in, got picked up by Lacey.
Lacey Enderoo.
Is that it?
Nah, it's from Caddyshack.
Oh, and a nice gal, comedy fan. Always nice to have a comedy fan booking a show.
She's sweet as pie. She's got that southern hospitality and loves comedy.
Loves comedy. Loves feeding comics.
What's that?
She likes to feed us.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Dr. Nipple situation.
Oh, like a breastfeed?
Like a milking.
Oh, no. No nip, no doc. So she picked me up in a nice suburban there. We hightailed it down to the casino, and it's just wide open spaces, cows roaming, pastures, rolling hills, a lot of picket fences. Beautiful. And we get out to the casino, and I got to tell you, I mean, I've never been to Oklahoma before. West Siloam Springs, there is not a peep, not a tee-hee, not a ha going on over there.
It smirk?
Is, no smirk.
I was going to say maybe.
Oh, damn it.
That's all right.
But there wasn't even that. And it was just nothing going on over there. It's wild. We drove around downtown, quote unquote. And it was a Friday night, mind you.
Mm.
And there was one bar I saw like four people at, and that was it.
Wow.
Friday night! So we went to this Mexican joint. We went to two Mexican restaurants. One was closed at 8 p.m. Closed.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we went to another one. That one was open. That was kind of bumping. And we had some Mexican grub. And then I went back and really just took it all in. The casinos, they make me so sad. They bum me out.
They're sad places.
Yeah. And nothing against Lacey. I mean, the shows were great. And she's great. And the beds were great. The room were great. But
casinos in general.
Casinos in general and a casino in the middle of nowhere is even worse because you're like, all right, you guys are just blowing all your dough. You're smoking. You're on a respirator. You're fat as hell. You're gross. You're weird. You got a Make America Great hat on. You know, it's just the whole thing's a bummer. You're like, I have nothing in common with any of these people. They're all throwing their lives away. These people have lives. They're all just going to die alone like weirdos. They're not going for anything. No prospects. No dreams.
Well, they're going for it at the casino, though.
I guess that's it.
That's them. I'm gonna hit big and ride my horse off into the sunset.
But then what? What, you get a bigger pound of meth? You know, like what? You get another pair of boots? I don't. What's the goal here?
Life is hard. It's very tricky, especially in the plains.
Yes, that's all I'm saying, folks. If you're listening, ever listen to this. Find what you want to do, find your passion, and go for it. It's not about money. It's not about blowing guys and sucking dick. Get out there and be something.
Take your passion and make it happen.
Thank you. Yes.
That song's great.
That is great.
Take me through life.
It's Tina Turner?
I don't think so.
Well. Yeah, so get out there, folks, and stop going to the casino. It's sad, but the casino is doing well, so Lacey can throw us a couple extra bucks, which is nice. And then I passed out, woke up next day, and I said, you know what? I kept looking at these people. I said, these people are inspiring me. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to the gym.
Nice.
So I go to the gym. I get a nice ride out there from Dave. He's the valet guy. We go, and I realize I'm in my jeans. I don't have any gym shorts.
What?
Finding a pair of gym shorts in Oklahoma ain't easy. It's like finding a gay bar in Oklahoma. It was brutal. So we had to go to the Dollar Tree.
Oh, wow.
They had
That's
nothing.
That's hot stuff on a Saturday.
It was packed. They had nothing. Then we went to the Family Dollar, and they had some XL, XL, XL. I'm just flipping through XL, 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 XL. I found a medium. I jumped on it. It was $8.
So that's interesting, because I think it would be all smalls and mediums, because the XLs got bought up already.
Well, no one's working out.
That's what I mean.
Well, even the XLs aren't working out.
But I feel like the XL. Oh, I see.
So then
workout
I buy
clothes. I got you.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're wearing trash bags and like old potato sacks. You know, they're weird.
Boy.
So, nice people.
I've had potato sacks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, big queef.
A lot of eyes. All right. Potatoes have eyes. Ah, jeez.
Do they?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I thought that was an Idaho joke.
Ah, Idaho.
Sure am.
Uh-huh. So I got the queef jeans, or what do you call them, the workout shorts. We go to Anytime Fitness, closed.
What?
Anytime.
Not this time.
Not on a Saturday, apparently.
Boy.
So I was like, well, what do we do now? And Dave's like, I know another place up yonder. And I was like, all right, let's check it out. We go out to Planet Fitness. It's open. There's one lady in there on a treadmill and me. And I go in, I was like, well, this is going to be like $2. $20 for the day pass.
Oh, gee.
That's
whiz.
How they get you. And I just hit those weights hard, just thinking about all those respirators and cankles and triple chins. And so I worked out. Then Doug Key, my opener, texts me and goes, hey, homo, I just landed. What are you doing? I go, I'm at the Planet Fitness. He goes, I'm coming there. So him and Lacey come. They scoop me up. We go to the buffet.
You scooped the niblets.
Yes. Scooped it. So we go to the buffet, and that's always a treat.
Oh, buffets are fun. You load up the food, it's fun, and then everyone goes, what do you got? You got this thing.
Exactly.
Although I get shamed a lot there.
You do get shamed.
I get a lot of food shaming. I don't care for it.
I hate food shaming.
I get it my whole life. It's a real thing with me.
I get it, too. I don't like people seeing what I'm putting in me.
It bothers me. It's just too much. You don't want people to see my dick?
Hey. But I'm with you on the food chain. And they go, oh, really? Peas? You like peas? Yes, I like peas. I put them on my plate. I'm going to eat them.
I always get this. What are you, carb loading? What are you, running a marathon? I'm like, I like mac and cheese. I'm thinner than you. You're fat. I'm thin.
Right.
Fuck off.
Exactly. Well, Doug Key made the rookie mistake at the buffet. He got the first plate, loaded it up. Meatloaf, turkey slice, eggs, the Asian shit, sesame chicken, French toast, ice cream. And I'm like, dude, you got to get a little bit of each thing because you want to eat it all. You can't just look because your eyes are gayer than your jizz.
You're food shaming.
I'm buffet choice shaming.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the same thing.
I'm
look
not
at you.
I'm with them. I'm getting. I'm a pig too. But
it's revealed. It's been ugly.
You're getting the wrong sizes. That's what I'm saying.
People tell me what you do. You're doing that. You're doing this. You're mixing this. Fuck off. I'm eating it. He's eating it.
But he didn't eat it all. That's what I'm saying.
That's all right. Who gives a shit? It's already there.
Well,
they don't eat it. It's less food for these fat fucks you're talking about.
Ah, you're crazy. It'll be a better experience. You get a little everything.
But this is what I mean. People telling other people what to do with their food. This is what I hate. I hate it.
But he's wasting it.
Well, he's not wasting it.
He is. He ate three bites and picked out. And he was full.
Well, that's a little different. If he didn't eat it, and you're
that's
mad
what
at
I'm
that.
Saying.
But no, you're critiquing his choices.
I'm critiquing his style of picking the food out.
All right.
Not the food itself. Go nuts.
It sounds like you're critiquing the food itself, and you're changing your tune. Your tune's different.
No, tune is the same.
No, I can hear it. I go to a lot of live shows. You wouldn't know a tune if it hit you in the nets.
I got nets.
I think I said
the
nets.
Brooklyn Nets. I got a tuning fork in my asshole. I'm tuned.
Tuning fork?
You never know that the...
What?
You never heard of a tuning fork?
You may fall into questioning.
All right.
Anyways, so what did he ate the wrong thing and you ate the right thing.
No, he didn't eat
the...
You're not listening to me.
I'm listening.
All right.
He got too much stuff.
He overdid it. You got a slab of meatloaf the size of a brick, and he ate one bite of it, and then, you know, he wasted the rest of the slab, so I'd eat it. So I'm eating the food he got.
You ever see Meatloaf live?
No, saw it at the buffet.
Hell of a performer.
Aha. Uh-huh.
He's pretty good.
That's not bad.
By the way, you hear about Pablo Francisco?
Yeah, what happened? He died?
I don't know. He got carried off stage. I never read a thing. I see a headline and I go, wow, how about that?
Same here.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Something happened to the towers downtown. I never finished that article.
I watched it at the Paley.
Oh, that's right. Paleo diet. That's a whole other thing.
That's the one with the meat and the fruit, I believe.
Yes. I think that one works.
Yeah, but that one, a lot of these people, they do the no carb. We've talked about this. It's not actually that healthy. You got people just eating steak 100% of the time. Like, you can't eat grapes
right.
with sugar. And you're like, what?
Yeah, and your cholesterol goes through the jizz.
Yeah, it's stupid.
All right. So we hit the buffet, and we both took a mean nap. I did some writing, and we went down, and this show was great. You know, great room. Table, round tables in there, and you get the whole green room. The green room is loaded with food. That's the beauty of Lacey. She texts you 2 days before and goes, what kind of food do you like? And I was like, I thought she was kind of fucking with me, so I was like, beef stew, lasagna, smoothies. She had it all in there.
Yeah, she was amazing. I think we might have talked about this. I ordered, she's like, what kind of food do you like? I was like, I like a chicken parm. And then when we got there, they just gave us menus. So I was like, I guess I'll have a steak. And she's like, oh, I thought you wanted a chicken parm. She's like, I got you a chicken parm. So I ate a steak and a chicken parm.
At the meal? At the dinner?
I had the chicken parm later because she's like, we have this for you also.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I thought you changed your mind. And I was like, oh, I didn't know about the thing. So I got two crazy amazing meals.
I think she's so excited about feeding you, she forgets about fullness.
Mm.
You know, she's just like, oh, yeah, food. You wanted food. Here it is. And you're like, I know, but I can't eat anymore. I'm done.
Very Italian. I wonder if she's Italian. Do they have Italians in Oklahoma?
Didn't look Italian.
What's Oklahoma? Are they English down there? What's going on?
I thought German.
Maybe there's some German, because the French aren't there.
It was Native American, for sure.
But the whites aren't Native Americans.
She's half or something. She's part Native American.
Oh, interesting.
There we go.
Wow.
She's 1/4. But everybody's 1/3 Cherokee dick. You know, like, there's always, like, 1/19 Navajo, Idaho, Utaho.
We all hoes. How was
different
the show?
Area codes. Show was amazing. So we had the local guy open up, sweet guy. God, I wish I could remember his name. Damn it. Ryan!
Oh,
wow,
all right,
I pulled that right out of my
Big
dick
Rye.
Hole. Big Rye, great guy. He ran like 2 shows in the city, and he was a good egg. He's out from Tulsa, sweet kid. Teaches a comedy class, nice guy. And he opened the show up nicely. Then he brought Doug on. Doug killed it. And then I went out there and I just, it was one of those fun ones where you're like, you just start, I did like 10 minutes of riffing. Like I saw a Rascal Scooter and I was like, that guy's a fan. That guy came in the Rascal, he had to juice that thing up and blah, blah, blah. And then I started talking about, you know, how gross everybody was in the casino and one Asian guy was there. So I played with him. It's a good time.
What's great about those shows is you trash everyone at the casino and everyone watching goes, he doesn't mean me.
Exactly.
He goes, "Those, I know the people he's talking about.
Right, right.
Even though all the people are people at the casino.
I know.
But some, I guess, just come just for the show.
But you feel like a real star for a second because this is a meet and greet, and people are like, one guy was shaking, trembling with his arm around me with a photo. I could feel it was like a vibrator on my shoulder, and then he had fucking cards. He made me sign a card. He made me sign a poster. It was great.
That's exciting. Well, especially, I think, the more kind of rural area,
yeah.
You've been on TV.
Right.
You forget all the time that, like, people being on TV is pretty insane.
Oh, yeah. We forget.
I was hanging out with some family friends, and they were like, they made me take a video and then sent it to, like, their coworkers.
Yes.
They're like, this is insane.
Right, right.
Like, I remember being a kid, like, the idea of being inside of the TV is like, he's on TV.
I mean, that's how it should be. It's hard to get on TV. Well, we just forget because we're all on it. Like, Sam's got a TV show.
He has a TV show. I'm on it. Check it out. It's online, by the way. MSG Networks.
That's right.
Go to their Facebook fan page. They release full episodes.
Yeah, you're the in-house man on the street guy.
Yes, I'm the in-house, out of the house.
There it is. Outhouse, farmhouse, dick house. I didn't shoot my wife. I don't care.
Dick house. That's Johnny Knoxville's production
company. That's
right.
That's right.
That's fun.
So, yeah, good times. And then me and Doug strapped a few whiskeys on. We had a steak, and I got an apple pie after. I mean, it was bananas.
Well, that's America. Whiskey, steak, and apple pie.
You got it, sister. And a little homophobia. And we did a podcast, and we had all the food brought up to Doug's room. So now we're eating it in the room while we're drunk and doing a podcast. It was just a hell of a trip. Then I flew home the next day, and now I'm back.
Nice rooms, I might add.
Great rooms. Great shower. I love that shower.
Then your name's up on the billboard. It's very exciting. It's nice
exciting.
Gig.
Rural, man.
I like
perks.
It. I think I could live in the country. I really do.
I couldn't.
Sometimes I feel like I just go out there and you sit on your porch and you have a cigar and you chat and you watch the stars and the moon and the bullshit.
Well, I got to say, the first time I went to your house in Whitman, Mass.,
yeah.
Home of the chocolate chip cookie.
You got that right.
I was blown away by how rural it was. I'm a city kid all the way. I grew up in the heart of New Orleans, and so to see those trees and the houses, and you had like a backyard with woods, it looked like your backyard just goes into the woods.
There's some woods back there.
It's crazy.
It's very exciting. Yeah, you can go out there and fuck in the woods, and you play hide and seek, and there's weird pedophiles and shit.
Right. I just was taught woods is, you know, shallow graves and anal.
But even that, it's thickly settled. You know what I mean? There's like 20 feet away is your neighbor. Like, you go outside, your neighbor's looking at you.
Yes.
I want to live in like the country. Where there's, like, just nobody. You know, it's just trees, and I have to have a gun so I can shoot a bear. And,
yes, a big gay guy.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I could visit you out there, but I don't know if I could live.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I couldn't either. But it's nice to think about going out there and just sitting, turning the phone off, you know?
Yes.
Very exciting.
That is not bad. I don't know. I don't know how Ari does it.
Ari Shaffir?
Yeah, to China with no phone for a year, whatever the hell.
But that's fun. I think, maybe.
I don't know. I'd want to tweet something every now and then.
Let me tell you about this. Went and saw a film. I cried.
Wow.
Out
before
loud,
or after?
During.
During.
The whole thing. Well, I went to get my dental work. I posted a picture on Instagram. I got two screws in my head.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
How did I miss this photo?
Check it out. It's on Instagram. It's an X-ray.
Uh-huh.
Two screws right in the head. These root canals. They go in there and they film it. They call it a post.
Uh-huh.
But it's a screw.
Wow.
They call it a post because it sounds nice. Oh, we put a post in there.
I don't like post.
I don't like a post either.
I don't like a Facebook post.
I don't like a Facebook post. I don't like any of it.
Post op.
I don't like a post office. It's a lot of stress over there.
A lot of shootings.
The wanted, the shootings.
The parcels.
Sure. But yeah, you go in there, they put these posts, but they're screws. And it was quite an operation. My doctor is great. Dr. Ben, I love him. Shout out, all that stuff. But
Big Ben.
They put me in the chair, and it's like half upside down. I'm sliding back, and I'm like, I'm going to fall. He's like, trust me, you're not going to fall. But I'm like, I can feel
the gravity.
Yeah, the gravity is taking me.
Yes.
I got blood in my head. It's a whole situation, and my stool.
Uh-huh.
And I'm down there, and it's just a lot of cranking and cricking, and you try to focus on my feet or my stomach, like the breathing and the breath and the head and the gay.
Yeah.
But it's you can't get around the... And at one point, something happened. He kind of freaked out. He went, "Oh, God, get the thing, get the thing."
Oh! Like,
yeah, it was terrifying. He had his fingers in my mouth. I thought he dropped something. I was terrified.
Yeah.
And you just want to sit up and be like, "It's enough. Fucking forget it."
Right.
But if you do that, they got to start it all over. They got the dental dam off and the fucking the dildo and the thing.
Uh-huh.
So it was a lot. And they anesthetized me quite a bit. I couldn't even smile or move my mouth.
Whoa.
It was the worst I've ever been anesthetized. But the nice thing is, once it's over, you go, "You know what? This is a personal day. I had the night off, the day off, and I went through that. That was courageous and something. So I'm taking the day off." I went and walked around the park for a while. Then I went to Lincoln Plaza Cinemas, my favorite cinema. I love it over there. We went there together one time.
What'd we see?
You slept. It was
the documentary.
The documentary. Yeah. We've been to the movies three times together. You've slept at all three.
Really?
Yeah.
What are the three?
We saw the Oscar-nominated short films. In Philly.
That was boring.
That was a snooze fest.
That was tough.
Then we saw the Eddie Jobs.
Eddie Jobs?
What is it?
Steve Jobs. Eddie's his fucked up cousin.
Slept during that one. And then we saw the, the other time we went was in with Bulger when we were on drugs. I can't remember what movie that was. That was in Astoria. You crashed at my place. Then we took all kinds of Xanax and booze, went to the movies.
Oh,
and then
wow.
He said, "If I start jerking off, don't try to stop me." And I laughed.
That
what
I remember.
Movie was that?
Face Off.
It was 2011.
I know, I'm joking. I have no idea.
I don't know what it was either. Maybe it was Gremlins or...
No. What was that?
It was something weird.
Yeah.
Or fun. Not memorable. I mean, we were on drugs, so I don't remember. It was pretty blackout-ish.
I remember I was super hungover.
Yeah, I was hungover, and then we took a bunch of stuff. But anyways.
We went to Panera Bread, too.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it was my first time ever going there. And you were like, "You never been to Panera Bread?" And then I remember we were at a booth, and you looked at your phone, and you went, "No text. Don't you hate when no one texts you? It means no one loves you." And I was like, "Jesus, I got to get out of here."
I don't remember any of that, but I was a sad man.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm working on it. But anyways, I went to see this movie called... Modi.
M-O-D-Y?
I-E.
I-E. Modi. We're going with the English spelling.
No. The A-U is Maud.
Oh, it's A-U.
That's what I said.
I said M-O-D-I.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You said I-E. I thought you were doing like a sentence structure. No. I-E.
M-A-U-T-I-E. Maudie.
Maudie.
Yes. And it's about this painter, Canadian cunt.
Yes.
She became...
I know the type.
She became something of a celebrity in the 60s and 70s. She painted for Nixon. It was a whole situation.
Nixon? That's a weird client.
Chronic arthritis. She had like claw hands, you know.
Oh wow!
Like you know, fucking. What's that guy's name?
The Penguin. Who's got claw hands? Captain Hook.
I'm trying to think of a movie. What was the movie with the white guy? Milk.
Oh. Milk. Harvey Milk.
No, Cupid. What was the guy? He was all pale. Remember, it sucked. It came out the same time.
Powder. He had normal hands. They're white, but they worked.
I never saw the picture.
What
was
this thing?
He was just pale.
He was just pale. He had some thoughts.
I remember it came out at the same time as Truman Show.
Oh.
And then Truman Show sold out, and there was a couple of dicks from high school. And they had to go see Powder, and we never stopped giving them shit. Well, they called them the Powder Fags. It was really fun.
Powder
it was
fags.
Really great.
Wait a minute. Lorenzo's Oil?
What's that mean?
My Left Foot. That was a claw foot.
Wait, My Left Foot? He directed the same Marty.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. How do we come here?
It all comes back.
Give it a Google on the claw hand, shellfish.
I don't know, but anyways, she had kind of crazy claw things, but
Edward Scissorhands. Come on.
I'm trying to think of this. Some movies with people with fucked up hands. But anyway, she had chronic arthritis, but she was a painter of some prominence. And then she married Ethan Hawke in the movie and a different guy in real life. But he was kind of like this, you know, it's like the 50s. And he was kind of like half a dodo head.
Mm.
And so he was like kind of misogynist. It's a very powerful female lead, which of course no one will see. People just write about how there's no female role. Meanwhile, Frances Ha and Lost in Translation and
Ghostbusters.
And this film I'm talking about and Diary of a Teenage Girl. Like some of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. Several of my favorite movies ever. that nobody sees or recognizes, but they're incredible movies and works of art with powerful female leads and performances.
Nobody talks about it.
Go see the movies. If you went and saw the fucking movie. But anyways, I digress, of course.
It's a good point.
But the movie is incredible. It's so good. Ethan Hawke is so great. Sally Hawkins is unbelievable. She might win the Oscar. Probably a favorite already, you know.
Double Hawke.
Double Hawke. And the movie is amazing and powerful. And I was emotional because I'm going through therapy and the thing. And I had the teeth. I had two screws in my head. I went and saw the movie. I sat by myself. I ate M&Ms right after a double root canal situation.
Oh, boy. Suicide.
Had a nice Coke and just enjoyed the movie. And I really cried and wept. You should go see the movie Maudie.
All right.
And highly recommend. And go to Lincoln Plaza Cinema. Great old theater. We got to support these theaters so they can stay there.
It's a great theater. Yeah. All right. I'll check it out. Maudie. You heard it here first, folks.
And boy, we got to wrap our balls up here. But I'll be at Comics, Mohegan Sun, soon. Speaking of casino gigs, that's a sad one also.
Yeah.
New England Casino.
Never been to that one, actually.
And I'm at Governor. I think this comes out tomorrow, right? Today. Fuck it. Today.
Today.
If you're listening to this, I'm at the dentist right now with a follow-up appointment.
Today, Junior.
I'm at the Houston Joke Joint this weekend with Sarah. Come by. Governor's next weekend. I'm in Montauk, Maudie Talk, on Sunday. That'll be fun with Stone. And then Comics at Mohegan Sun, Rochester Comedy Club, August 10th through the 12th. Tempe, Arizona. Get those goddamn tickets. That's you and me together.
Yes.
And go get a shirt. Merch pump.
Yes, merch pump. Hit the Patreon. Yell at Chipotle. Grab a card. What's our what's in Montauk? Just out of curiosity.
It's a one-nighter booked by the same guys as Governors. It's a hell of a gig.
Oh, great.
It's pretty nice.
All right. Hey, this weekend I'm in Cincinnati. Thursday to Sunday. Going to be a long weekend, so I need you folks. And prove to me why Cincinnati is better than Cleveland.
Great
city. Come on
out,
folks. Show me the business. Then I'm in Ireland. Then I'm at the Syracuse Funny Bone, not bragging. Then I'm in New Orleans, One-Eyed Jack's, August 15th. First place ever got paid to do comedy. Please come to that. I want to sell that puppy out and have a nice homecoming. Then I'm at Portland Helium Comedy Club. Great club. One of my favorites. One of my favorite cities, too. Then I'm going to China. Toronto, JFL, just for laughs. You know who you are. Royal Oak Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. That'll be a fun one. I hear great things about The Room. Never been.
Great movie theater there.
Oh, really? All right. Well, the theater's good. Punchline, Sacramento, California. You know it. You love it. Then looking like Laughs in Seattle. Never been there. Heard some fun stuff. Edmonton, Comic Strip, Punchline, San Francisco, Comedy Connection in East Providence, Albany. And we're closing the year out with a Mohegan Sun for me as well. So we'll see y'all in hell and go gay and praise Allah. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Aha! Uh-huh.